Good morning, everybody in Anchor World. It's your girl, Steph Star. I'm saying good morning because it is 4:53 right now. I have not had any type of time in any way to record. And I've wanted to, but I wasn't all there. I don't think I'm fully there right now. But I miss recording. I miss, you know, just the whole process of it. I do my little research. I get my little notes together. All of that stuff. I miss it. Oh, my settling. I miss that. I haven't done that in a while. I think it's been a week or two. I'm not sure. I want to say a week. I know I skipped a... Like, I was on a pattern, and then I lost it. But the world feels so heavy right now. Everything feels so heavy. It's really hard to get out of bed and get going. At least for me. I don't know if it's the same for anybody else. It feels like it is. It feels like my baby knows what's going on. It's just in the air, and it's so crazy. The last time that I was on here recording, we canceled. Doja Cat was canceled. We all collectively canceled Doja Cat. And I was seeing how much I dislike racism. And it's like my number one pet peeve. And it's not cool. It's never been cool. And I'm highly against it. And it's just so crazy where we are now, like from a week and a day ago. It's crazy to me. It really is. Like, it's crazy in a good way, crazy in a bad way. It's a lot of good change coming, but it's ugly to see what the cops are doing. It's just been so much has happened in a week. It's felt like the longest week ever, honestly. That's what it's felt like. We are in full anarchy right now. At least we were. We were in the beginning. Now it's all peaceful protests, which pisses me the fuck off because people shouldn't have to say they're peacefully protesting. That's bogus. They got their arms up. They had these people stuck at the bridge with their arms up, chanting peaceful protests. And part of me feels like if I was there, I would have incited a riot. It didn't happen. So, and I'm not saying to, but I'm always going to say there is power in numbers. And they had these people trapped at the bridge with cops or whatever units it was at both sides. This is in New York. People can't go south of 96th Street right now in New York City. Because the looting got so bad. And we'll get to that in a second. But so you can't go past 96th Street. Which is funny because that's where the money starts. So it's not funny in a funny way. It's just, we see you. We see what's going on. And I always bring Kozol's book, Amazing Grace, into this. Because the first page, at the beginning of this book, he's laying it out on the table, how one second you're in one of the richest places and within a few minutes you're in the poorest, which happens to be the Bronx, where I'm from. Like, Brook Avenue is his stop. Brook Avenue is where I was born, basically. Like, I went from Lincoln Hospital to Brook Ave. So it's near and dear to me, but it's just so related to systematic racism that is hard to not bring up when you have this knowledge. It's a book that's been studied in schools, in colleges, universities, wherever. And I don't know if people know about it or if enough people know about it, but it's deep and it's a book based on numbers. It's not an easy book to read. It's not like a fun story. It's definitely not a fun story. It gets really deep, but yeah, we're in full anarchy, and I think it was just a matter of time, because they've been giving us fucking scraps, if even that. And, you know, I saw an interview of a lady that was saying how the only reason why people loot is because they don't have a choice. And I was just saying that to someone, because they kept saying, oh, people shouldn't be doing this, another turn. It's like, people shouldn't be looking to loot. People shouldn't need to do this. People shouldn't have to say that's an opportunity to go take some sneakers and resell them. Why are we doing that? You know? But some people can't. I can see both sides. I can see how it's wrong. But a lot of people can't see both sides, and they just look at the negative. But it's because that's what the media feeds them. They don't put how the police officers beat the shit out of people every chance they get. They just push the 70-something-year-old man on his head and almost cracked his shit open. Just every day, what you see. Like, I'm sure the percentage of what I see is probably the smallest fragment of what is really out there and what they're doing. And I'm always going to bring up the Bronx. And, you know, I'm in D.C., Maryland. I like it here. This is second home, but the Bronx is the Bronx. The Bronx made and raised me. And first it was the looting that had me a little like, why are they looting the Bronx? What's in the Bronx? The fuck? We're poor up there. We're poor. The whole Bronx is poor. Like, I think the richest thing in the Bronx might be Yankee Stadium. And I don't think it was people from the Bronx. I honestly don't. I don't want to say like, oh, Antifa or someone. I do think it was someone who maliciously did it with the intent to make not only the Bronx, but Black Lives Matters look bad, because that's all they'd gain out of that. Now, the looting that happened in Soho was a come up to people. And that's sad to have to say that. That's what it was. What were you expecting? What are you expecting? They don't even hire us. I remember I applied so many times. The only place that would hire me was OMG. And I worked at OMG for a minute. And I used to be mad because I was like, I don't want to be working here, man. I had like a Russian mean-ass chick as my boss. And we used to bump heads. And it's just everywhere, the systematic racism. The shit's hit the fan. Everything's been postponed. I didn't realize how heavy this was on everything, and like everything that I've been working on. I had a playlist. Oh my God, I can't even think straight. I've been like meditating extra. It's so heavy. Boy, people don't talk about it enough. We just don't. So, I want to recap about everything that happened, and I don't even know where to start because it's been so much. And it started with George Floyd, may he rest in peace, losing his life by police brutality. And that incited these protests. Now, all four officers have been charged. But this fight is bigger than that. Like, this is deeper. This is everybody that has lost someone, lost a life, seen the police do this, witnessed it, lived it. I've witnessed it. I've lived it. I've seen how they lie. I've seen them kick my bros into a cop car and tell them, if you, whatever's in there is yours because we say so. Madison is crying and I'm going to have to stop because this is why I can't record. And this is why I'm trying to record at 5 a.m. And it's just not happening. Her father doesn't even help, and I'm just like, maybe I was being loud. I didn't want to do the whispers. I have like the fans on. I hope whoever hears this bears with me. Motherhood is hard, and parenthood is hard, but the mothers, we get it worse. We gotta bear it all. She stopped crying. So,
these protests are continuing, and yes, they've brought looters and they've brought rioters who are angry. I feel like I would be in between the protesters and the rioters. There is three categories, but I feel like you can fall in between, like, you know, like circles. What is it called? The Venn, I think it's a Venn diagram. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called, but I could be wrong. I would be like between a protester and a rioter, because I get pissed off too just at the power trip. Because after a certain point, that's all it becomes. It's not right or wrong. These people are walking. These people are breathing. They took these people in the Bronx from my haven. And this is why it bothers me. Because it's like, these are my stomping grounds. I know these places like the back of my hand. That's what I'm talking about them. Because it's that close to me. Okay? I could walk you. I could walk you through all of my haven with my eyes closed. And they took hundreds of people and rounded them up, zip tied them, and threw them in a paddy wagon. And Madison is crying so loud. Oh my god. Okay, so that's my boss. You know, I don't have a boss. Madison is my boss.